Earth and Sky.
I'm Deborah Bird. Transport yourself back in time 300 million years and you might see dragonflies with the wingspan of a hawk or millipedes almost as long as a man crawling along forest floors. What's happened to decrease the size of these gigantic prehistoric insects? Here's Lindsay Patterson to explain.
Earth and Sky spoke to Alexander Kaiser of Midwestern University. He's the author of an August 2007 study on what's called insect gigantism. He explained that it's an insect's respiratory system that limits its size. Insects breathe through a network of air-filled tubes that deliver oxygen straight to their cells. The bigger the insect, the more oxygen it needs. And 300 million years ago, there was more oxygen in Earth's atmosphere.
So more oxygen equals bigger insects, but exactly how did they get so much bigger?
Well, with more oxygen in the air, an insect's respiratory system could take up less space in its body. A smaller respiratory system left room for other tissues such as muscles and tendons to grow. So that's why insects were bigger millions of years ago.
Wow, these gigantic insects would be cool, but not something I'd want to find in my bathtub. Thanks, Lindsay. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.